part of?
Yes. Hi, my name is Allison Loop, the owner of Divine Canning. And I did speak to someone a while ago about maybe some lungs. I was just hoping that somebody could explain a little bit how it goes. I'm trying to expand.
Okay. You said you spoke to somebody here?
I spoke to someone from Cardass a while ago.
Okay. Do you know how long ago that was?
He called here. It was probably about 3 months ago.
Okay. Did we send you something in the mail as well?
You did.
Is there a reservation number on there?
There is.
Okay. What is that number?
It's 2511-0401-0030-1591.
Okay. Let me pull your information up here. And this is for Divine Tanning?
It is.
Okay. And the number you're calling from, is that the business line?
No, it is not. It's my personal line. My business line is 760-952-2900. I can't have that line tied up as I'm talking to you.
Okay. And this is yourself at the 12120 Ridgecrest Road address in Victorville?
Suite 201.
Okay, perfect. I'm not sure who you spoke with earlier, but yes, we did send out an offer for financing, and we do have a few different options. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Well, I'm looking to expand. There's a property that's available to put in another tanning salon, and that's where I'm hoping to get some equipment loan and some loans, you know, finance, working capital mm-hmm. and equipment loans together, if possible. I don't know how you do it. I don't know what's the option. I know it will be coming. I can't rob Peter to pay Paul. I have a business here that's already established. I'm going in to open up a new business with Divine Canning number 2 up here in the High Desert, and that would be in Oak Hills.
How long have you had this business?
This is going into 4 years.
Okay. And everything's going well?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Otherwise, I wouldn't be expanding. I've been in the tanning industry for 17 years, so I know my position. I know what I know what I'm doing.
Are you the sole owner there?
I am.
Okay.
Thank the Lord.
Do you have a time frame for moving into the other building?
Well, he says the property will be, it's Tom Murphy over here off of Escondido and Ranchero. He said the property will be ready to go in December, January, somewhere around there.
Okay. And when would you need funding?
Well, I would like to see maybe possibly if I could start pulling something maybe in November so that I could start bringing in you know, what I might need to do, like pull some electrical. I'm probably going to have to pull electrical. I'm going to have to put up some walls and stuff, you know, because that, you know, I just can't have open space. But, you know, I've got a floor plan and everything. I'm going to have 9 units with a countertop and an office and a storage room.
Okay, perfect. And in terms of the equipment, how much do you think the equipment will cost?
The equipment loan, from what I'm looking at for the beds itself, is probably about $68,000 to $70,000.
$60,000 to $70,000. Okay. And how is your personal credit?
My personal credit is good. I'm running probably about a 720, 715, somewhere around there.
Okay. Perfect. And then in terms of just the working capital, how much do you think you'll need?
Well, I'm thinking maybe about 110 altogether would possibly cover it. Is what I'm hoping for.
Okay. What if the
probably
business...
Probably another $40,000, you know.
Yeah. What did the business do for gross revenue last year, and what are you on track to do this year?
186,000. It reported more. It did more, but that's all I reported because of the IRS. There's about another $30,000 on top of that. The year before, I reported 196 and I pulled 225,000.
Okay. And what are you averaging now on a monthly basis?
Well, it depends. It's a tanning salon. It's a tanning business. Some months it's 24,000, and these last couple months tanning in the state of California goes down. It's just, it's not like a seasonal thing out like in back east. Back east, everyone wants to come in and get warm. I've worked back there. It's totally opposite. People think, no, we go through some hard months right about now, October, November, December. We start firing up probably about the last week of December, right before Christmas, because all the business ladies and men come in and take the early vacation around February and March.
Yeah, okay.
So we get fired up right around December. So but I'm running good. I mean, I'm not locked into I have EFTs, but I run promotions where I kind of lock the people in. Like, there's people in here that are tanning. They're like, I don't even know why I'm tanning still, Allie, because they've bought into a package. And then they come in, and then there'll be the Thanksgiving one. Are you going to let that turkey be browner than you? Are you going to show off at that table or something like that I throw out there? And they're tanning all year long. You know, they just, you know, it says you got to throw something. Like, we got one up here now. Boo, which will you pick? And then we have bags. And then we have another one. Boo, are your legs ghostly white? Are you going to become like brown sugar? Buy a lotion and go trick-or-treating. Oh, surprise, surprise. And, you know, I throw out promotions where it just catches them. And they're like, oh, yeah, I want that, I want that. And then they're locked in for two more months. And then by that time, December's here. You know?
Yeah.
So you got to know what to throw out, especially right now at this particular time of the year. But I have an EFT account, which is... people who are on contract, some of them put them on freeze. The majority come in and put it on a freeze account. It's just $5 charge. Instead of cancellation, if they cancel it, they got to come in and they got to pay a $79 enrollment fee.
Yeah. Okay. So what I think we could do is we can do the equipment for you, the equipment finance program, terms from 2 to 5 years, monthly payment. We would just get a quote from your vendor, pay them directly on your behalf, and then you would just have your monthly payment. So that's pretty simple.
Okay, all right.
In terms of the working capital, that's an unsecured program. It's based off the revenue of the business. So we usually can lend 10 to 15% on a first-time transaction. So you're probably going to be maybe 20 to 30,000, somewhere in that range, what you'd be approved for. Unsecured cash. So maybe that'll help with some of the startup costs for electrical, construction, things like that.
And then if I needed to, I could pull off my personal credit card to back whatever else I need.
Yeah, or we can structure it where a few months down the road we can get you additional funding. So we'll take that into consideration as well. But yeah, that's what I think we can do for you. We've done this type of equipment before. You have good credit. Yeah, you have good credit, so that'll definitely help out as well.
All right, fantastic.
Okay.
So what do I need to do from this point on? Do I need to get everything situated that you need to send it to you?
Yeah. What is your email address?
My email address is Allie. It's A-L-L-Y, the number 4. Jesus at gmail.com.
I'm sorry, I didn't get after Allie for
Jesus.
Jesus.
Allie for Jesus.
Okay. And that was
at gmail.com.
Oh, Gmail. Okay.
Perfect.
So what I'll do is I will send you, it'll be a one page application. And I can use
that. Is it something that they sent to me in here?
I'm going to send you something different.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. And I can use that application for both programs, okay?
Very good.
For the equipment, we'll want to see a quote.
Okay.
We just want to see what you're buying, how much it costs, how many units, who you're buying it from. That's it.
Okay.
In terms of the working capital, we'll look at 6 months business bank statements and your most recent tax return. 14 or 15 to sign, and I'll email all this to you. That information will allow us to approve you for both programs.
Okay.
Okay. And that's all we'll need.
Okay, my recent
right
tax
now.
Return. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm going to email that all to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And your name is?
Nicole.
Nicole. N-I-C-H-O-L-E?
No H. Yeah.
Okay, N-I-C-O-L-E.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Nicole. Fantastic. I'm excited. I just went over to the property last Sunday, not this Sunday, but the Sunday before I drove by. Mr. Murphy wasn't there, but I went in last Wednesday, and I spoke to the owner of the property, and him and I, you know, we have built up a rapport now for the last 2 years. Property wasn't ready yet for me, but now the property's ready. So, you know, I have a unit. He's holding it. I feel very strong about it. It's, let's put it this way, it's a higher echelon of the desert. It's called Oak Hills. So that would be somewhere like if you were down in Orange County, Belmont Shores, or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's rich. It's new money. It's fresh money. And a lot of the people from down there are coming up here and building beautiful homes that they would have to pay like maybe $3 million, you know, down there. And they're building up here for like $750,000, you know.
Yeah.
The quality of the homes are huge. It's just, it's the desert, for God's sake, you know.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful, it's rich, it's strong, and they just put in the freeway exit that's going to go straight to my farm.
Yeah. Okay, well,
off the 15 freeway. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And all
so
my
I'm
info
excited.
Will be on the email as well. So if you have any questions,
perfect.
All my info will be on there, okay?
Okay. All right, Nicole, thank
all
you.
Right.
I'm looking forward to doing business with you. I'm excited.
Great.
Okay.
All right, thanks so much, Allison.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.